The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi and good evening, everybody, from the Clinton County Raceway in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. We welcome you to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of 410 Sprint Car Action, along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood, glad to have you with us. An absolutely Chamber of Commerce night here tonight, Steve. 43 sprint cars in the pits. We are in for a treat.
Who to thunk 43 sprint cars? Unreal. And right now they're talking 5 heats, 2 B mains. They're going to start 24 in the feature. And I was listening in on a driver's meeting, and they are getting $100 tow money if you don't qualify.
Wow, that's great.
So that's a lot of money being paid out tonight.
And it's a combination of the ASCS 360 Patriots division as well as the regular 410s here. There's even a few 305, including almost soon to be 76-year-old cowboy Jim Kennedy in competition tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to 410 360 Sprint Car Racing here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
And welcome back to the Clinton County Raceway along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. Well, Steve, you and I were privy last year, Kyle Lefhawk and Vern Watson talking to us about their idea for a 410 sprint car series that catered to the lower buck guys, but by no means not any less talented than the current 410 sprint cars here in the sprint car capital of the world. A year later, it is fruition. We are here, 45 sprint cars tonight, the 410 360 sprint car challenge. It's got to be a great night to be here.
Well, the 410 is the name of the group. He wanted to call it the 410 Express, which he did, and this is the first ever race for them. I guess you could call it the first ever sanctioned race for them, although it is a ASCS Patriot 360 Sprint and a 410 Express Challenge race. And like you said, 45 cars strong. Who to thunk it?
And 5 heat races will have 2 B mains, a 4-lap of fame dash, and a 25-lap 24-starter A main. 8 laps the distance here in heat race number 1. The car is rolling out now. Here's how they will line up. Davey Sammons out of Bordentown, and Al Clark, Summit, Pennsylvania, 2-time and defending track champion, George Suprick III. Dylan Proctor, a regular here at Clinton County, rolls off in the number 3 spot along with Judy Bates. Then Bobby Howard and the New Berlin Rocket, Matt Johnson, make up row number 3. Longtime sprint car driver Roger Frickett and Kyle Moffitt, a regular with the ASCS Patriots in row number 4, and Rich Brungard rounds out the field.
Now, a little bit different qualifying procedure here, I guess you want to call it. It's done by passing points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get this right. I stood in on the driver's meeting and tried to get the gist of how it works. I have seen it done before, but wasn't really up to snuff on it. The winner of each heat is guaranteed a spot in the A main. The second place car is by no means a guaranteed starter into the A main. What they do is by passing points. You get so many points for winning a heat, which, mm-hmm. like I said, put you into the A main. The more cars you pass, the more points you get.
Right.
All right. The top 18 cars in passing points out of the 5 heats will automatically advance to the A main. Now, in the heats, in your final passing point rundown, positions 9 through 14 will be in what they call the dash of fame, I think they called it,
mm-hmm.
the 4-lap dash, and however you finish in that dash, you will start 9 through 14.
Right.
And then the rest are, you know, by passing points.
Correct, yep.
And then there'll be 2 B mains
mm-hmm.
with 3 out of each B main going into the A, and we're about ready to go.
Field lining up 2 by 2. Starter looking them over. Lights are about to be turned off. Looks like we will go next time by. The sun has gone down behind the mountain. A warm day, but very less humid than we've had in the past. And the track looks like it's in excellent shape. And your boss, Lenny Sammons, that's his boy, Davey Sammons, out there on the point, along with George Suprick III. And both of those guys know how to get around a racetrack. Dylan Proctor, just a youngster, still in high school, just down the road. First ever wins last year here. Boy, he was really excited the night he won his first ever 410 sprint car. Bordentown's Davey Sammons, up to him to kick the wheel. They're off of that number four corner, and the green flag is out. Sammons will get the jump, leads him down to that number one corner. Here comes Dylan Proctor on the inside. He has lead off of turn number two. They work their way down the backstretch for the first time tonight. And then at number three corner, Sammons works the low line, can't make the pass happen. Dylan Proctor is going to lead him off at turn number four to complete lap number one as Sammons does the wheel stand. Judy Bates now working to the low side, slides up, holds off on turn number two, can't make the pass for third as Suprick is in fourth and Bobby Howard in fifth and Roger Frickett in sixth. As they come off at turn number four to complete lap number two, laps ticking off very quickly here as Judy Bates locked in the battle with Davey Sammons for second. Meanwhile, Dylan Proctor works his way through three and four, opens up about a five-car length lead as they come off at turn number four. Top three remain the same. Then it's a bit of a distance back to George Suprick III, followed closely by Bobby Howard. That's the top five. Roger Frickett in sixth, Kyle Moffitt in seventh, Matt Johnson in eighth, and Rich Brungard in ninth. Halfway this time by, four down, four to go on leader Dylan Proctor, the teenager. Working that low groove through one and two. That's the Bobby Allen line here in central Pennsylvania. He begins to pull away about eight car lengths now as getting over the cushion. That time by was Davey Sammons through three and four. Lead grows to about 10 cars. Judy Bates still sits in third, and it's a distance back to George Suprick in fourth, and he has his hands full with Bobby Howard as we get the two-to-go sign, this time by two laps to go as we are working now lap number six. Close that time for Judy Bates here on the front stretch. She nearly nicked the inside retaining wall. That's about the only place on the track here, folks, where we have a wall. No guardrails around the rest of the turn, and we have a loop over in turn number one as Davey Sammons was closing in on the final lap, and Rich Rungard looped it around. The fluorescent black and orange 264 machine comes to a stop over there between turns one and two.
And in case you didn't notice, things happen pretty fast here. I don't have enough time to read the name off the piece of paper to say anything. It really happens quick here.
Now Dylan Proctor, he will have his hands full here with Davey Sammons right on his rear bumper as Davey was looking to make the pass as they came down the front stretch for the white fly. But you've seen the 410s here before. You know how exciting this track is for 410s. Vern also tweaking the track a little bit this year from last year. A little less banking, a little more room to race, and they're using every ounce of it right now.
Down here in turn one, I'm not seeing too much of a cushion, but it looks like there's a good cushion overhead heading into turn three.
And speaking of good, it looks like it is a huge crowd here tonight.
They picked a good night to come, I'll tell you. This is absolutely fantastic.
I know when you and I both arrived, and we arrived about the same time, and I was tied up with some construction traffic. Surprise, here on Interstate 80. Surprise. There were cars already in the pits. And that was at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I talked to Kyle Leflock earlier today, and the first cars were here last night.
Wow.
And a lot of them were pulling in about noon. And they're not used to this many huge haulers in this pit area over here.
That's for sure.
White flag has been shown. Dylan Proctor leading the way. Davey Sammons and Judy Bates are your top three. George Suprick has fallen all the way back to the fourth position. And the 49 of Bobby Howard rounding out the top five, coming for the green.
So here they come now off of turn number four. The green flag is out. They have to start at the cone off of turn number four. And we go back to racing down to turn number one. There's one cone on the front stretch. There's also a cone in a start position off of turn number two. Here comes Davey Sammons. Bonsai down move into that number three corner. Slides up the track. Checker is out. Sammons gets it. Proctor second. Bates third. Howard fourth. Suprick fifth. Kyle Moffitt sixth. Roger Frickett seventh. I believe Rich Brungard just edged out Matt Johnson for the final position here on the track.
Can we do a clean move of the race in the first heat?
It's any time of the night. There, you know, when we talk to our great friends at Moe's Gold Polish, that's MOSGOLD.com, about the clean move of the race, you know, we never really did specify when the clean move of the race was going to take place. It could take place here early in the night. It could take place in the future. We'll have to wait and see. And the great thing about Moe's Gold Polish, it is made here in the U.S. of A. MoesGold.com is the website. Daryl Steimling and Zeke Brungard, that is the brother of Rich Brungard, make up row number one. Cody Kramer, he is a rookie making the jump from the 125 micro sprints. That's a huge jump up.
I would say.
Starts on the inside of row number two, Mike Ide alongside of him. Scott Lutz, the opening night winner here at the Speedway, rolls off on the inside of row number three. Three-time defending Patriots sprint car champion Brian Holland on the outside of row number three. Ryan Smith out of Kunkeltown, Pennsylvania, doing double duty tonight. Sprints and midgets starts off the inside of row number four. T.J. Weingartner out of Florida on the outside of him. And the youngster, Austin Ely, rounding out the field.
And like you said, Brian Holland out there, he'll be a factor. He'll be the first really true test of a 360 against the 410s here. He's one of the top Patriot guys. Well, he has to be three-time defending champion.
And he is second in points to Jared Zimbardi. We'll see Jared a little bit later on. Bubba Broderick coming up in the next heat, I believe, or a couple heats from now.
Oh, he's in the heat three, yeah.
Heat
he's
three. He is third in points. Tim Kelly fourth, and Don Adamczak is fifth. Vern Watson, besides promoting here at the Clinton County Raceway, also running with the ASCS Sprints. He had a big run up at Cornwall where he finished fifth.
I heard that.
So he did quite well for himself there. He's sixth in point. Kyle Moffitt seventh. Shane Ely eighth. And then Bobby Brand ninth. And Scott Bunnell is tenth. And we want to send out special get well wishes to Scott Bunnell, a great guy, great sprint car driver, injured at Little Valley Speedway. He's home resting, and we hope that he has a speedy recovery.
Scott Bunnell, a former winner of the Bully Hill Nationals that used to be held at Black Rock Speedway. And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a couple times. I think we have three former Bully Hill National winners in our field tonight.
You are possibly correct.
We have George Suprick, who won, I believe, the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bunnell, like we mentioned, won one. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Scott Lutz won one, too.
Well, problems for the youngster, Cody Kramer. He is being pushed off the track. He was slated to go in the number three spot. He is being pushed back to the pit area, so that will jumble up the field. Daryl Steimley, a regular runner here at the Clinton County Raceway. Daryl is currently third in points. He's about a little less than 100 points behind Scott Lutz. And Daryl finishing the 2007 sprint car season here, third in the points. He was sixth in 2008. And third last year in 2009. Arguably, not only the largest night in the history of Clinton County Raceway, the largest number of sprint cars in one night here at Sprint.
The largest number of sprint cars I've seen in a long, long time. Heading into turn three, the white flag has been given. I'm going to be watching the 51 to see how he stacks up against the 410s.
Up to Daryl Steinling to bring him. They come off of turn number four, standing start, and the green flag is out. And Steinle will get the jump, leads him off down the number one corner, takes him off a turn number two. Scott Lutz runs right there in second. A couple cars coming together. Everybody straightens their back out. We're clean and green here as they come through turns three and four. One car working the high side off of turn number four as lap number one goes into the books. Scott Lutz, the battle of Clinton County regulars, and Daryl Steinle worked the way off of turn number two. Lutz pushed up, couldn't keep the car down. He falls back to second. Steinle still on the gas and showing the way. As here comes T.J. Weingartner in a very polychromatic machine. He's right behind Ryan Smith. A battle of youngsters right there. That's for third and fourth.
Well, the 46, that's the first car he passed. He didn't hammer him going by him either.
As we go back to our leaders here, going through turns one and two. Action all over the racetrack. Battle off of turn number two. Scott Lutz cannot get that car to work off of turn number two. He has a better run through three and four over Steinle, but just cannot get the car to turn off of turn number two. Halfway, four laps in, four laps to go. As Steinle shows the way, Lutz in second, they have pulled away from the field. Ryan Smith sits there in third, T.J. Weingartner in fourth, and in fifth, you were talking about Brian Holland, third in the point standings for ASCS. He is struggling back there right now.
Well, he got together with the 46 pretty hard right on the very first lap, and maybe it did something to the car. I mean,
One car around, and that's going to bring out a caution because there is no 360 spin rule here at Clinton County. Ironically, in the second straight sprint car heat, we almost went start to finish and had a spin. This time, it is Mike Ide bringing out the caution here.
You mentioned in the last heat about firing at the cone in turn four. There's two cones. There's one in turn four. They have a line across the track. They paint with lime. And you can fire at that line, but you cannot pass until you go by the cone on the front stretch.
You know, personally, I'm not a fan of those type of standing starts. Because if somebody pulls a wheelie and that car jerks to the right, we got ourselves one hellacious accident happening. I prefer the traditional way if they let them fire off going into three. Now, they do that sometimes on single file restarts, but, and you and I were over there at the ARDC midget deal. You heard them talking as well in ARDC midgets. They're getting tired of the jumping in the back before the start of the restart of the race. So
what he was saying at the meeting was that they say green on the one way as soon as the green flag comes on, but they had trouble with guys passing before they even said green on the one way.
Yep.
Well, the line has been put down on the track out of turn four. They're heading into three for the restart.
And we are single file, nose to tail. A beautiful night here in Clinton County as we roll out of July and into August. The green flag is out. Steinle protects that inside groove through one and two. Here comes Ryan Smith, the youngster, pulls it down to the inside. He's going to battle with Scott Lutz.
Lutz got crossed up through one and two, and they really bunched up behind him.
Two to go this time by for the veteran, Darryl Steinle. Lutz gets off. His car still will not work off of turn number two, but he's still holding off Ryan Smith for third as they come off of turn number four. Darryl Steinle will see the white flag and has nearly a straightaway lead. Here comes Ryan Smith, the youngster, puts the nose down to the inside. Makes the pass off to Scott Lutz off turn two. Lutz tries to battle back. Can't make it happen. They work the way down three and four off of turn number four. Checker is out. Darryl Steinle in for the win here in heat race number two. Ryan Smith second. Scott Lutz third. TJ Weingartner fourth. Brian Holland fifth. Zeke Brungard sixth. Mike Ide seventh. And rounding out the field, Austin Ely.
Well, the 1K there, Ryan Smith.
Yes.
Very valuable passing points. He ended up in second place, and he started in seventh. So he's, from the two heats run so far, he by far has the most passing points.
And now we go to heat race number three. A veteran on the sprint car campaign, Gary Troutman on the point. Blake Breen on the outside of row number one. Then it's Bubba Broderick out of Connecticut, and that's, we talked to Bubba before. And we know his real name. We're not going to say what his real name is, but he is a Bubba. I mean, just he looks like a really, really nice guy.
He's a good kid.
Yes.
I've seen him race quite a bit. The first time I had to stand and talk with him, and he's a real good kid. And talking with his dad, it sounds like the nut doesn't fall far from the tree there.
And how interesting is it that it's a sprint car driver out of Connecticut?
Well, not only that, his father is a
multi-time
champion on asphalt.
And the modifieds.
Yes.
Currently running third in the overall ASCS Patriot Region points. Alongside of Bubba, it's regular Clinton County driver Tracy Potter. Then Tim Kelly makes up the inside of row number three. Ryan Lynn on his outside. One-time winner here at the track this season, John Smith. Jamie Bondi alongside of him. And the Cowboy is with us tonight. He'll be 76 years young in a week and a half. Cowboy Jim Kennedy, and if you've never met the guy, he is a treat to talk to. And if you do meet him, ask him about his yodeling, because he can yodel like nobody else.
Looking at this heat lineup, pretty well stacked with the ASCS Patriots. Gary Troutman is a Patriot runner. Blake Breen's a Patriot runner. Bubba Broderick is Patriot. And Tim Kelly lives about 2 or 3 miles from Black Rock Speedway. Actually, his father used to be a co-promoter at Black Rock Speedway with Lynn Huff. Troutman on the pole. Outside of him, the number eight of Blake Breen.
Two by two now. It's up to Gary Troutman out of Andover, New York, to bring the field down, as Steve said, to the cone off of turn number four. The green flag is out in the air. We're racing, and it's going to be Blake Breen taking the lead. Three wide. Couple cars get together. And do we still go racing? Well, they're going to let it go.
The 360 spin rule was not in effect there.
Well, no, there's no. Yeah, he's. Well, John Smith having problems on the track, and now the yellow is out. Our pole sitter just went into the pits. Not sure what happened. All of a sudden, he just came up the. For fans who have never been here, the pits are situated off to our east. To the right of our broadcast booth. We are to the right of the flag stand, and you go off of turn number one into the pits, come on off of turn number two.
We obviously have one lap complete because the white flag is flying and we're single file.
But we are missing our pole sitter.
Well, that puts the eight of Blake Breen up front, followed by the 11 of Tracy Potter.
And then Bubba Broderick.
Bubba Broderick. Tim Kelly, the 26 of
Ryan Lynn.
Ryan Lynn.
Jamie Bodo in the fluorescent 808. They'll come off at turn number four, and the green flag will fly. What a jump did Blake Green get that time under the entire field. And here comes Bubba working that outside off of turn number two. Has a huge run down the backstretch. He'll easily get past Tracy Potter into that number two spot as they come off at turn number four. And lap two will go in the books. But back comes Potter one more time as there is action all over this racetrack. Bubba on the high side. No guardrails down the backstretch. Tim Kelly in fourth. And it's a three-car battle for fifth. Bubba working that high side, trying to get around Tracy Potter. They can't make the pass happen. Blake Green working his way off of turn number two. Shows the way down the backstretch out of Savannah, New York. Great battle for second, and don't look now, folks, but here comes Tim Kelly working that low side through three and four.
Tim kind of had a disappointing year. A good finish would really pay off for him. Get some momentum going into Woodall tomorrow night.
He is fourth in the point standings right now. Kelly, that is. Jamie Bodo back there
in Bubba,
fifth.
Way up over the cushion, almost spun it out, gathered it back in, and kept it going.
Lost a bit of ground that time. We're starting to see a little bit of the track peeling up right as they're going into turns one and two. Other than that, track looks in great shape. We had some decent rain here last week, which we have not had in quite some time, except for the last two Fridays here. As right now, the two laps to go, sign Tim Kelly slides up. No, does not make the pass on Bubba Broderick as they work their way down the backstretch. The white fly comes out.
Well, Bubba cannot hold it down low. He always slides up over the cushion and leaves the bottom lane open for Kelly going into turn one.
Kelly working that low line through one and two, cranks it sideways. Bubba still has the momentum off of turn number two. Meanwhile, Blake Green will be in for the win. As the checkers fly here in heat race number three, Tracy Potter second, Bubba Broderick third, Tim Kelly fourth, Jamie Bodo fifth, John Smith is sixth, Ryan Lynn seventh, and Cowboy Jim Kennedy bringing up the rear.
Well, the 360s fared pretty good in that heat race. They first, third, and fourth. So I figured it would be kind of even on the short track.
Three heat races, all three winners from the front row, and we're going racing. It's Bobby Breen and Mike Walter the second making up row number one. Chuck Bryan and Alan Cole, the three-time winner and points leader here at Clinton County, row number two. ASCS points leader Jared Brody and Ryan Kissinger, row number three. Mike's uncle Phil Walter and Dan Shetler, Western PA guy, row number four.
Anyways, white has been shown. A couple more 360s in this race. Bobby Breen and Jared Zimbardi.
Jared out of Little Valley, New York, the points leader, ASCS, and the green flag is out. Bobby Breen with the lead. Mike Walter runs the low side. Here comes Alan Cole on the high side for second. Oh, a huge wheel
huge
stand.
Huge wheelie.
Oh, I hope somebody got that on picture. As they come off of turn number four to complete lap number one, Bobby Breen shows away. Clinton County regulars running second and third. Mike Walter second is second. Oh, look out. The points leader spins.
And that will bring out a yellow.
Fourth time in four races in the same spot we had a spin.
Anyways, that we started hollering about that wheel stand on the back stretch. That was a 49 of Mike Walter the second.
Yep, that's the little hurricane.
And that was probably one of the biggest wheelies I've seen since I've been coming down here.
There have been some nights where I've actually seen bigger wheelies of cars coming off of turn four. The temperature and the atmosphere and the track's just right. I've seen some really, really pretty wheelies coming off of turn number four. So our points leader, Jared Zimbardi. Jared winning back on June 12th at Brockville. Steve Poirier, the last winner out, Mother Nature taking out the last two wins at Rolling Wheels. And July 18th at Cornwall, where Vern Watson, the promoter here, had his fifth place finish. Steve Poirier, former modified driver, getting the win, his second of the year. Green flag is back out in the air. Bobby Breen showing the way. Here comes Alan Cole out of Bloomsburg working that high side, trying to get around. Mike Walter can't make it happen. Chuck Bryan in fourth at the moment. Phil Walter in fifth. And that is Clinton County regulars second, third, fourth, and fifth at the moment. Vern Watson has to be happy about that. But as I say that, here comes Dan Shetler, a tremendous runner from the Western PA portion of the state. Phil Walter really cranking it sideways off of turn number four. Almost spun it out. Boy, he did a nice job to save that car. As he works under Chuck Bryan, that's for the fourth spot. They come off of turn number two, and Walter cannot make the pass happen, but his brake rotor's already glowing. Halfway this time by, four down, four to go.
Great race for second with the 49 of Mike Walter in the Alan Cole. Four of Alan Cole. Great race going on there while Bobby Breen is checking out on the field.
And then it's a distance back to Chuck Bryan in fourth and Phil Walter in fifth. Red, blue, and white number nine of Bobby Brand works off of turn number two, has about an 8-car length lead over Phil Walter the second. He is holding off Alan Cole, the current points leader, as they come off of turn number four to get the to-the-go sign.
Big cushion developing over in turn three, and they're planting the right rear right on it.
And Dan Shetler has just moved around Phil Walter. Side by side, the battle for second in that number three corner. Low side is Phil Walter the second. High side, Alan Cole out Bloomsburg. Off of turn four,
whoa,
big time.
Another wheelie.
Yeah, and he came down. When he did, he almost went right into Alan Cole and broke his momentum. Alan Cole now into second. They come off of turn number four. In for the win, Bobby Brenn. Second will go to Cole. Third, Mike Walter. The second, fourth to Chuck Bryan. Fifth to Dan Shetler. Sixth to Phil Walter. Seventh to the Patriots point leader, Jared Zambrotti. And ninth to Ryan Kissinger. Wow.
Couple real big wheelies off the 49. That, one of them on the front stretch, like you
that
said.
That could have been
when
disaster.
He hit it, the car veered right to the right and almost took another car out right next to him.
Fifth and final heat race for the 410 Sprint Express ASCS Patriots Challenge. On the pole from Mount Pleasant Mills, doing double duty sometimes here at Clinton County. He's 12th in the micro sprint points, has a few wins to his credit. And he's also a regular down at the Sealands Gross Speedway in the 358 Sprint Car Division. Colby Wolmer on the pole. Don Adamczak alongside of him. He's on the outside of row number one. Don currently fifth in the current ASCS Patriot points. Wade Stauffer and Neil Petock. Neil, the 2008 410 Sprint Car Champion here at Clinton County, make up row number two. Justin Jordan on the inside of row number three, and Shane Neely alongside of him. Shane, a rookie, picking up a win not all that long ago at the Brockville, Ontario Speedway, the boss track in the north. Clint Ide and Kyle Drum. Kyle picking up a sixth place out of Little Valley Speedway in his first race of the year with the Patriots. And Billy Schaftall, longtime competitor here in central Pennsylvania, rounding out the field.
You talk about Kyle Drum picking up the ride at Little Valley. That was in Jared Zambardi's backup car, and Zambardi's, by coincidence, live in Little Valley. You mentioned that in the last heat.
Mm-hmm.
And other coincidence there is Jared Zambardi is Kyle Drum's brother-in-law.
How about that? Now, we do want to take a moment to say a very special hello to Sergeant Christopher Runner, serving us proudly in the U.S. Army right now in Afghanistan, in the Army Reserve. He is the first cousin of Justin Jordan, and we want to thank Sergeant Runner and everyone out there in Afghanistan and Iraq who continue to defend freedom against those oh-so-wonderful terrorists. I have a few other choice words, but I'll leave this as a family show. And, of course, your son, we want to say hello to him and everybody else out of the USS Hawaii, now back in port at Pearl Harbor. Thank you to all the men and women around the world that give us our freedom as we are about to enjoy another heat race thanks to them. Green flag is out. And it's Don Adamczak working his way off the high side. Colby Wolmer on the inside. Neil Petock down there. Three-car battle for the lead. Adamczak has the point. They go down to that number three corner. He slides up, opens the inside door, but Wolmer can't take advantage of it just yet as the top three pull away here in lap number one.
I don't know what there is, but one and two, everybody's down low, and they're going into three down low, and everybody's drifting high. Adamczak holds a good line that time through the corner.
And off of turn number four here in lap number two, Colby Wolmer really working that low line through three and four. He goes through the middle of the turn. Off of turn number two, falls back about 5 car lengths. Neil the Wheel Petock from Bloomsburg in third. Shane Ely in fourth. And then it's Wade Stauffer back in fifth. Adamczak working that low groove. Everybody now hugging the inside line. Look out. You have to be careful of those Ute tires. You hit them, it's like hitting a Sherman tank. You're almost done for the night. And Kyle Drum spins out on the high side between turns one and two.
Kyle had problems in hot laps. He spun it out in hot laps, kept jumping the cushion over in turn three, and something going amiss on that car.
Well, you know, it's a night like tonight, Steve. We've said it before on our broadcast. It doesn't matter what division it is. When you have a track like this and it gets a little slick and a little dry, slow is fast.
Drive accordingly.
Right.
The track conditions. And Kyle, I'm sure that it's probably a setup on the car because Kyle's not a driver like that. I gotta tell you a little story about that car that Kyle's in.
Okay.
I've watched Kyle grow up right from the little micro sprints up to the mini sprints, up into the 360 sprints, and then into a fast track late model, and now into a 410 sprint. But what happened was the guy that owned his sprint car that he was racing last year suddenly died.
Oof.
And the family didn't want to keep the car. They sold everything, all the parts and everything else. So I wrote in my column in Area Auto Racing News that a good friend of mine, a good wheel man, looking for a ride. Well, as luck would have it, Chuck Roan, who owns the 22R down here.
Mm-hmm. And his father is a Marine.
Was looking for a driver. And he read my column, sent me an email. I, in turn, sent an email back to him, gave him Kyle's address and phone number and everything else. Long story short, Kyle's down here in the 22R, and they're hitting it off great. They've just had some bad luck, and tonight, like I say, I'm sure it's just a setup problem.
They actually had another driver, but that driver showed up one time last year, and then after that never showed up again. As we get ready to go back to Green Flag Racing, the green flag is out. Adam Zach will continue to show the way. Here comes Colby Womer, gets the run off of turn number two, can't make the pass happen. They work their way down the backstretch, and then that number three corner, clicking off the laps here very quickly, halfway, four down, four to go this time by Adam Zach, Colby Womer, Neil Petock, Shane Ealy, and then Stauffer right behind him. And whoa, a couple cars almost coming to a stop there. Problems for Kyle Drum, goes through the infield. The 83 machine of Justin Jordan having some problems. He pulls it to the infield as our leaders work their way off of turn two and down the backstretch.
And even though Kyle's running towards the back of the pack, he just pulled a wheelie all the way down the front stretch.
I told you were going to see one of those tonight. Adam Zach in the red, black, and white number 21 works his way off of turn number two, a three-car length lead over Colby Womer on Mount Pleasant Mills. And then it's Neil Petock sitting in fourth, Shane Ealy in fifth, the rookie, as he brings out the white flag one more time around for our fifth and final heat race. Five heat races. What a crowd tonight here at the track. And coming off of turn number four from the outside of the front row, Don Adamczak will be in for the win. Second goes to Colby Womer. Third, and problems at the line, breaking at the line, was Neil Petock. Fourth, Shane Ealy. Fifth, I will say it was Wade Stauffer. Sixth will be Billy Schaftal, and Kyle Drum will round out the field. So we are complete with our five heat races. We'll take a break and be back with our Dash and B mains and our A main right after this.
Lamb & Webster, your ultimate parts and service dealer, is offering 0% financing with great financing and great rates available through CNH Capital. Every purchase of a compact tractor, Lamb & Webster carries their free 5-year, 5,000-hour warranty. Lamb & Webster is the official grounds equipment of the Woodhull Raceway, and they're located just 1 mile from the track at 5304 State Route 417 in Woodhull. Visit them online at lambandwebster.com or call 607-458-5200. That's 607-458-5200. Why not Lamb and Webster?
Welcome back, Sprint Car fans, to Clinton County Raceway. And
as we explained earlier, everything is done by passing points. And the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th position in passing points run the dash. And how they finish in here, the winner of this race will start 9th, 2nd place, 10th, and so on down the line. And then after that, the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th place in passing points will start behind them. And then, of course, the B main finishers, qualifiers after that.
Hey, crowd, I just had a chance to talk with Vern, and he's very, very pleased with the crowd and with the car count that is here tonight. Six cars, T.J. Weingartner on the pole, Dylan Proctor alongside of him, Colby Womer, who also runs 270 micro sprints here. He is starting off on the inside, row number three. Judy Bates on the outside. That is row number two, is Colby Womer and Judy Bates, and then Neil Petock and Shane Ealy. And we are missing Mr. Petock. So we have five cars.
So that will relegate him to the 14th starting position.
If he can make it.
If he can make it.
And that crew is a very talented crew. I'm sure they are thrashing away to get that car ready, unless it is broken beyond repairs. And they're going to come to the stripe off of turn number four. Gardner to kick the wheel. Here they come. The green flag is out. Oh, they bump right at the start-finish line. Weingartner and Proctor, boy, that could have been disastrous. And it's going to be Weingartner on the point. Dylan Proctor second, Colby Womer 30, Judy Bates fourth, and the 90E of Shane Ely rounding out the fifth and final spot right now. So these guys trying to, and gals, trying to make their way into a better starting position to tag on to the back part of the top eight drivers here for tonight's 25-lap 410 Express ASCS Patriots Sprint Car Challenge.
I believe this dash is only four laps, too.
Yes, it is. And Dylan Proctor is showing the way. We should have the white flag this time by as Shane Ely off the backstretch. Again, as we talked about, these laps go off very quickly. Dylan Proctor with about an eight-car length lead over T.J. Weingartner out of Florida. And Kobe Womer now. Whoa, Weingartner spins. Kobe Womer is going to get Dylan Proctor will start ninth. Kobe Womer 10th. Judy Bates 11th. Shane Ely 12th. 13th will be the 46 of T.J. Weingartner. And we'll see if Neil Pitok can make the call to the green. So we'll step aside and take a break and be back with our B mains. 12 laps, three from each, will go to tonight's 25-lap, $2,500 win sprint car feature event here at Clinton County. Back with more right after this.
At Rod and Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod and Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod and Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
And welcome back to Clinton County for our first of two Sprint Car B mains. Tough break for Mike Walter II. Going off on the hook, he was supposed to be our pole sitter. Tim Kelly now is on the outside. Brian Howland, three-time defending champion, now moving up onto the point. John Smith, Billy Schaftal, George Suprick III, Zeke Brungard, Austin Ely, Rich Brungard, Jarrett Zimbrardi, Justin Jordan, Cody Kramer, and Matt Johnson.
Let me give you a little hint what's going on here. You have the defending ASCS Patriot champion in the B main. You have the current point leader from the ASCS Patriots in the B main. You have the defending Clinton County track champion, George Suprick, in this B main.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be quite a race.
Yeah, 12 laps and only three go to the feature event.
And passing points are gone now. It's all on where you finish.
So Brian Holland and Tim Kelly on the front row. It's up to Brian Holland to bring the field down. They're two by two. They work their way into turn number three. They have to start the chalk off of turn number four, and the green flag is out.
Oh,
two wheel stands
by Brian Holland going into turn one. Tim Kelly taking lead over Brian Holland off from turn two and stretching it out.
And he is sawing on that wheel. Here comes opening night winner second winner, John Smith. And as that happens, Tim Kelly slipped to the high side. That allows Smith to get around him.
Brian Holland still leading the way, but Tim Kelly
the 462 nearly spun out in front of the entire field in the middle of the pack there. Right in front of George Suprick.
Tim Kelly did lose the lead, and he's still running in third, which is a qualifying spot.
And here comes Suprick. They're right behind Zeke Brungard, who's holding down the fourth spot. They have to do better here in this 12-lapper to make it into the top three. Out in front, Brian Holland showing the way. John Smith running in second. Tim Kelly in third. Zeke Brungard in fourth, but here comes George Suprick.
Oh, we got our spinner, the 83.
Oh, and we have a Tommy tip over. Red flag is out. And
83
that,
spun out, and I don't know what the car is.
Austin Ely.
But he hit him. He had no place to go, and it wasn't a hard hit. It was probably just enough to bend up the wing a little bit.
Justin Jordan spinning there. And so we are under just our second red flag of the night.
Well, that's two more than I wanted to see.
Yeah, well, that's true, but still, Considering how many cars we have here, that is a very good thing. So a couple laps into our first of two 12-lap B-Mains, three go to tonight's feature. We'll take a break and be back with more. B-Main number one, ASCS Patriots, and the 410 Express Challenge Race here at the Clinton County Raceway.
With the Christmas season just around the corner, you can get a jump on your holiday shopping for that special race fan in your life with a visit to Coastal181.com. From how-to race books to DVDs and motorsports art, Coastal 181 is your one-stop shop for gifts. To learn more, visit Coastal181.com or call them toll-free at 877-907-8181. That's 877-907-8181. Coastal 181, reading for racers.
Back here at the Clinton County Raceway, well, we had a couple of drivers go off on the hook, and unfortunately, here in the B Main, Justin Jordan. And again, we say thank you to his cousin and the rest of the fine folks, men and women, both in Afghanistan and Iraq, defending our freedom, and to your son and all the rest of the USS Hawaii crew. We wish them Godspeed as well.
And we're ready to go back to green to finish off this B-Main number one.
Brian Holland, three-time defending ASCS Sprint Car Champion, shows the way as they come past the flag stand and to the right of the orange cone. John Smith, the winner here earlier this season, runs in second. Tim Kelly in third. That is the top three that right now will go. And here comes the points leader. Look out, couple cars going high, wide, and handsome. That's going to shuffle everybody up and around. Kelly holding on to that third spot, but barely.
Barely. The 462 really coming on, as is George Suprick.
Zeke Bungard. And right in front of him is Zimbardi. Now Zimbardi working to the low side of Zeke Bungard. He now has fourth as he pulls off a magnificent slide job. And now he's got about eight car lengths to catch up to Tim Kelly as we just pass the halfway mark here. And it's Brian Holland showing the way. John Smith running in second. Tim Kelly in third. Those three right now, as it stands, will go to tonight's 30-lap A-Main feature event, paying $2,500 to win. Top three now beginning to pull away as here comes George Suprick working that low side off of turn number two. And he can't make the car turn. He has to back out for a second.
Great battle for fourth. Unfortunately, it's not for a qualified spot. They're one spot out of that.
And Suprick has it at the moment. The question is now, can he catch up, as around the outside is Jared Zimbardi, but he falls back to fifth.
Two laps to go.
Two to go. Either one of them have enough to catch up to Tim Kelly? As off of turn number two and down the backstretch, Brian Holland shows away by about 10 car lengths over John Smith. And yellow, yellow, yellow. Zeke Brungard spins, and boy, does that change the complexion of this race.
Yes, it does. They'll have one lap shootout, should be. Actually, probably two laps, because they never did take the white before the yellow, did they?
No, I don't. Well, they took the, no, it was two, so it would be a two-lap shootout.
Should be two laps.
And we still have one more B main coming your way here before we get into tonight's 30-lap $2,500 win A main. And
as it stands right now, your three qualifiers will be Brian Holland, the 42 of John Smith, and the 12 of Tim Kelly. One spot out of that qualifying spot is George Suprick, and two spots out is the point leader for the ASCS Patriot Sprints in Jared Zimbardi.
And
the
Brian,
white flag is out.
We had mentioned that what we also missed here is Brian Holland is second in the ASCS points. So you have
and he is the defending champion.
Right,
also.
And he's second in points this year.
Right. We're coming for green right here.
The cone on the front stretch. It's up to Brian Holland to kick the wheel. They come off of turn number four. Here they go. One lap around. Lap and a half to go. Trying to make it into the night dance. Which way are they going to go? They're going to go low. They're going to go high. Here comes Suprick off of turn number four in fourth at the moment. He looks like he's going to have to pull out a rabbit right now to get around Tim Kelly. Meanwhile, Brian Holland on his way to winning the first B main. Here comes Suprick. One last chance around the outside. Can he do it off of turn number four? No. Tim Kelly's going to hold on for third, and John Smith gets second. So George Suprick, the defending track champion. Whoa, two cars coming together. One spins. And your current points leader, Jared Zimbardi, does not make the feature.
And I specifically asked earlier, there are no provisionals.
Wow.
So he's going to take a real hit in the points. John Smith will qualify in the second spot. Tim Kelly in third. George Suprick, surprise, did not qualify, as did Jared Zimbardi.
B main number two lines up like this. Bobby Howard and Chuck Bryan, row number one. Kyle Moffitt and Phil Walter, row number two. Wade Stauffer and Kyle Drum, row number three. Roger Frickett and Roger Lynn, row number four. Jim Kennedy, and we're missing one driver. We'll have to see who that is when it comes out for row number five. Mike Ide, Clint Ide, the brothers in row six, and Gary Troutman rounding out. Oh, you know what it is? It's the 66, not the 6X, the 66 of Ryan Kissinger.
I knew that.
Did you know that?
Not really.
Well, we are set to go with our second 12-lap B main. Final chance for these guys to qualify into tonight's 2,500, 30-lap to win sprint car feature. Here they come off of turn number four. The green flag is out, and Bobby Howard, the blue and yellow number 49, shows away. Phil Walter will take him three wide off of that number two corner, gets backed up, tags the seven car momentarily, but we stay clean and green. And whoa, what a smooth down the low side that way.
The number 26, I believe
Ryan
it was.
Lynn. A huge move, and he picks up several spots, and we have caution on the speedway. Yellow lights are on. One car around towards the back of the pack. I believe that's Gary Troutman.
That's a 66.
Oh, that's Ryan Kissinger.
Yes.
We are missing Mr. Troutman.
I don't
think
Troutman came out. He was on the pole in the heat and then dropped out.
That's correct.
We are going green off from turn four. We're single file for the restart.
Bobby Howard on the gas and brings him down to the cone. Green flag is back out. Howard, Chuck Bryan, and Kyle Moffitt working their way off of turn number two. Phil Walter sitting in third. And in fourth, it's Ryan Lynn. He made a big move to get through. And Kyle Drum back there behind him. Bobby Howard, a multi-time winner here at the Clinton County Raceway, shows way through one and two. Working that low line off of turn number two. Straightens out, moves it out down the back. Phil Walter working to the inside. He has the position. Can he make it stick off at turn number three? Getting around Kyle Moffitt, the ASCS regular. Whoa! Walter hit a huge rut and almost bounced it over, and he takes that number three spot away. And right now, he's in the dance.
He was low enough. I thought he was going to get the Uke tire going into turn one.
Boy, they're kicking up some dirt down there in three and four. I saw some up in the lights that time by. Bobby Howard showing the way, but Phil Walter is the man in charge right now. Problems on the track. Ryan Lynn must have hit that inside U tire, slow roll down the backstretch. He comes to a stop.
And let's rephrase that. He's coasting to a stop, not rolling to a stop.
Well, he was rolling. The car was still forward momentum and inertia was keeping him going, but he does come to a stop. I think he did get the piece of the U tire.
Well, it looks to me, I'm not a regular down here, but the second Uke tire in turn one looks like it's out in the track a little bit farther than the rest of them.
It is. And Phil Walter, there's a rut down there. He hit it, and that left rear bounced. I thought he was going to go up and over.
Well, Kyle Drum, the one guy that I know quite well down here, is still having some handling problems. He just can't get the handle on that car tonight. And he probably will not want me coming here anymore. But he will probably be the only 410 driver at Woodhull tomorrow night that has driven a sprint car on that racetrack.
Okay.
There's a lot of 360 sprint car drivers that have driven over there, but
I can't wait. I mean, I've never.
Tomorrow night is going to be a long night. We've told everybody what we're going to do.
We have the ASCS Patriots makeup feature, plus all the heats and B mains and the dash and the feature for the ASCS 410 Sprint Express, and we're doing the 358 Modifieds.
And all the rest of the classes at Woodhull are also running tomorrow night.
Yes, it's a full slate.
Breakfast will be served at 3 a.m. The bad news is down here I'm 2 hours from home. The good news is at Woodhull I'm 20 minutes from home.
Well, it's about a 90-minute ride from here to Woodhull, so it's not that bad. But from Zealand's Grove it's just about 2 hours, so. And it's about a 50-minute drive that turned into a lengthy drive today thanks to the wonderful folks at PennDOT. Message to the boys at PennDOT. Work at night, not in the daytime on a Friday. My goodness.
Today was the first time I came down 15 up on Steam Valley when they got both sides open. Boy, that's nice down through there now.
Our wonderful four-wheeler in there has the high beams pointed right in our direction.
We still got a wreck her in a car on the backstretch.
Yeah, he doesn't need to have the high beams on.
Well, they should be able to go green. If they got the one ways working, that's just what they're going to do.
And will the ASCS Patriot official? No, he doesn't. I thought he was going to go over and say something. Turn the lights off, dude. Ugh.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
I still say he's going to flip that sucker before the year is out. Y'all see him flying around here. I'm telling you.
Is he a regular here?
Yeah, he's a regular.
Oh, I was thinking he was with the
Midgets. No, and he still has the lights on. Here we come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out, and Bobby Howard quickly gets a jump. Howard running Saturday nights at the Lincoln Speedway. Leach, Chuck Bryan off of turn number two with Phil Walter.
Last qualifying spot, maybe up for grabs. Oh,
Kyle Moffitt, and he just barely tapped Walter in the wheel. Back comes Phil Walter, pulls the slide job off at the start-finish line. And he's back to third spot. And finally, they get the guy's attention. He turns off the bright lights that were right in our face with the high beams on there in the infield. Off of turn number four. Bobby Howard still showing the way. Chuck Bryan second. Phil Walter in third. Kyle Moffitt fourth. Kyle Drum fifth. Roger Frickett sixth. Almost soon to be 76-year-old cowboy Jim Kennedy, the yodeler himself, back in seventh. And Mike Ide rounding out the field.
Everybody probably settling in kind of single file
well,
here.
As you say that, Chuck Bryan's really closing in on Bobby Howard.
He did.
That's the Vern Watson old machine with the Woodhull Raceway and, Clinton County Raceway sponsorship on it. And Gary's Motor Mart. And he is really close. Whoa, that was a piece of...
Something just hit the window in front of us.
That had to be a rock that hit. And here comes Chuck Bryan working the low line off of turn number four, but he falls back with two laps to go. But he has a good run through one and two. Phil Walter is comfortably in third, so he'll make the show. So two full-time and one part-time Clinton County regular to make the show here in the second B main as Bobby Howard will, out of Enola, comes off of turn number two, points it down the back stretch for the final time here in the last lap of our 12-lap B main. Here comes Bobby Howard off of turn four. Checker flag is out. Bobby Howard in for the win in the second B main. Chuck Bryan second. And Phil Walter gets the final transfer spot to the Knights 30-lap A main. So we have set the field for tonight's 30-lap A main. We'll take a break and be back with the start of the A main from the Clinton County Raceway right after this here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
Well, welcome back here to the Clinton County Raceway. As you can hear, the sprint cars now on the track, getting ready to go. 30 laps, $2,500 to win. By luck of the draw, Blake Breen and Don Adamczak, row number one.
Both 360s.
Davey Salmons out of Bordentown and Daryl Steimling, row number two, they're 410s. Tracy Potter, he said he had a 360 in tonight, and Alan Cole, row number three. Ryan Smith and Bobby Breen, row number four. Dylan Proctor and Colby Wilmer, row number five. Judy Bates and Shane Ely, row number six. TJ Weingartner, Neil Petock, row seven. Jamie Bodo and Dan Shetler, row eight. Scott Lutz and Bubba Broderick, row nine. And Brian Holland and Bobby Howard, row 10. John Smith and Chuck Bryan, row 11. And rounding out the field, Tim Kelly and Phil Walter. Eight Patriot sprint cars made the field. There are 10 360 sprint car drivers and 14 410 sprint car drivers in the field tonight.
Pretty even match then, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we have a four-wide coming
four up. Four-wide salute. And we are at 10 of 11.
11:45 curfew.
Oof. We need a green the checker. The
not
chance
gonna
of
happen.
That happening. And here comes the fireworks off of turn number two.
The prettiest sight in racing
it
right
is.
There. And very well done, guys.
Yeah, that is about as picture perfect of a four-wide salute with the fireworks going off. Nothing like it, folks. There's nothing like it. Now let's hope they keep the fireworks in the sky and not on the track tonight.
You got that right.
2x2 now, Blake Breen and Don Adamczak. We will get the white flag this time by. You have to almost feel the anticipation of this race. Oh, a year in the making from when you and I had spoken with Kyle and Vern here about the 410 Express, and tonight we're getting a firsthand look at it. 45 sprint cars in the pits.
And we're going to do it again tomorrow night over on the high banks of Woodhull Raceway.
And the 410 Express is back here in August. Now, not a 360 410, but the 410 Express Series is here in August, and then yet to be announced Thunder Mountain out in central Pennsylvania.
And we're going to go green.
To Blake Breen to kick the wheel. They come off at turn number four, and that green flag is out, and we are racing here at Clinton County. Adamczak with the lead, slides up in through that number two corner. He'll lead him off down the backstretch for the first time tonight. Adamczak up into that point. Oh, Adamczak's going to spin. Breen taps him.
He caught it.
I thought he was going to spin out.
Right in front of the whole field, that would have been one heck of a mess. Nice job saving it.
Tracy Potter runs in third. Davey Sammons in fourth. Darryl Steimling in fifth. Alan Cole sixth. Ryan Smith seventh. The other Breen, Bobby Breen in eighth. Ninth is Kobe Womer, and 10th, Shane Ely, the rookie. Well, I thought he was going to spin out. That may be the clean move of the race, saving it from the entire field going around.
He saved a lot of people a lot of damage right there.
Meanwhile, back up front, Blake Breen. Oh, the 21 does spin. He catches the U-tire, and everybody scatters to miss him. We are under caution here early on in this race. Well, he caught that U-tire. You mentioned it before, Steve. It may have been out a little too far. And he cut it just enough to spin it out. Don Adamczak on the outside of row number one. And Adamczak fifth in the points coming in tonight and spins out here early in the goings.
From the clean move to the not so clean move.
Well, it's still a long way to go yet, but that could be potentially the clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Polish, they have that anti-static formula. So a night like tonight here at the dirt track, when you go out, that dirt just flies right off your car. Moesgold.com. They have taken Don Adamczak to the pits. So a tough break for the guy running fifth in the points. And starting on the outside of the front row, like you said, he went from the penthouse to the outhouse. Unfortunately for him, he almost spun it out, saved it. That moves Tracy Potter up in the second. Darryl Steimley third. Davey Sammons fourth. Alan Cole fifth. Ryan Smith sixth. Kobe Womer seventh. Bobby Breen, eighth, Judy Bates, ninth, and Shane Ely is 10th. So there is one, two, three, four, five Clinton County regulars in the top 10. We're set to go. Green flag is out, and we're back racing. Blake Breen will take him off down the number one corner. Breen shows away off of turn number two. Tracy Potter sitting there and saying, whoa, one car in the middle. Oh, we got two cars upside down. Everybody spinning to avoid it. Whoa, look at one more car coming through.
And that one wasn't a Tommy tip over.
No,
either.
It wasn't. That is Ryan Smith. And I think Dylan Proctor is out of the car. And why our flagman is running over there and leaving the flag stand again under the red, I do not know. He's over there on the backstretch.
I think that's the assistant starter. The starter's still on the flag stand.
No. Now I see why. That could have been a lot worse.
The car they're uprighting right now, that driver was
that's
out real
Dylan
fast.
That's Dylan Proctor.
The 92, right. He was out of that car real quick. I've been told it's Judy Bates over there upside down. Same color car. It's sitting perpendicular to us, so we can't really see the numbers on it, and a lot of vehicles around it right now. And it looked like he started it too.
And
it looked like he got crossed up coming out of the corner. And
I wasn't sure.
And he shot back across the racetrack.
All right, so we've cleaned up the accident, seen Judy Bates in the pits taking advantage of that 2-minute work time frame that they have for the ASCS. It's not a whole heck of a lot when you break it down. Dylan Proctor back in the pits, his car and his ride done for tonight. And our race leader, Blake Breen, off into the pit area. Apparently a tire going down. Well, we have a new race leader, and it is Tracy Potter, who started on the inside of row number three. Darryl Steimling in second, Davey Sammons third, Alan Cole fourth, Ryan Smith fifth, Kobe Womer sixth, and now it is Bobby Breen in seventh as his brother
Does his brother make it out back yet? No, I haven't seen him yet.
So both 360 started on the front row.
And both have had problems.
And both had problems, and they're gone.
Scott Lutz is an eighth. Bubba Broderick is ninth. And Dan Shetler from Western Pennsylvania is 10th at the present time. T.J. Weingartner has made it back out onto the track. The clock is ticking.
By the looks of what's going on the racetrack, I think they're still straightening out the lineup.
Looking at the 2010 schedules, Chuck Hebring, the Cobra, picking up the win on April 30th at Black Rock to open the season, and Steve Poirier picked up the win at Canandaigua on May 15th. The Woodhull Raceway, May 22nd, that's postponed to the 31st. You'll hear all that coming up on Wednesday night. We have all the broadcasts from Woodhull on Wednesday, August the 3rd. Then it was Sharon Speedway, Brian Holland, the winner at May 29th, and Bubba Broderick winning at Erie Speedway May 30th. They rained out at Oswegan on June 4th. Then at Jarrett Zimbardi, winner at Brockville on June 12th. June 18th at Ransomville, Stuart Friesen, his first ever sprint car win. July 19th, State Line Speedway, Bubba Broderick, his second win of the year. Dustin Daggett winning at Oswegan on July 2nd. Brian Holland winning at Little Valley on July the 3rd. Shane Ely, the rookie, winning at Brockville on July 17th. Steve Poirier winning on July 18th. And then rain and rain at Rolling Wheel. So three drivers, Bubba Broderick, Brian Holland, and Steve Poirier, each with two wins apiece.
Stuart Friesen, that not only was his first sprint car win, I could be wrong, but I think that was his first sprint car race.
I don't know for sure.
White flag has been flown. We're ready for the restart coming out of turn four.
Tracy Putter will bring him down off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. And our race leader, Blake Green, does not make it back in, so he must have had more serious problems than just a tire. Off of turn number two, Alan Cole, three-time winner and points leader here, gets a good run around Davey Sammons. That's the spot for third at the moment. As Tracy Putter, one car in the infield, a couple cars come together, and we are back under caution one more time. Scott Lutz and Bubba Broderick coming through the infield, and the Dan Shetler
car. Let's see how the officials call that, because I was looking right at it.
And they were all running for cover down there in turn
three. The car that originally got around was put around by Bobby Breen in the nine car.
And
he got into the left rear of him and just spun him right on around.
And the dust is still flying from the infield, so we couldn't even see turn four.
The nine car took him around.
So we go from red right back to a caution flag without even getting a full lap in.
It was a black car he took around. I'm not sure what number it was.
I don't know, but they now have the 7K of Dan Shetler back and re-fired coming down the front stretch.
I just happened to be watching Bobby Breen in the 9 car because he was by far, after that restart, was by far the fastest car out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked off three cars between turns 1 and 2. And then when he got over in 3 and 4, he got into the back of, like I said, I don't know what number it was. It was a dark-colored car, and he took him right on around.
So we're back under caution here one more time.
And by the looks of it, the officials didn't see the same thing I did.
We're going back to green flag racing, this time by green is out. And Tracy Putter will show the way. Here comes Darryl Steinle. Here comes Alan Cole. Do they go three wide? No,
almost.
It is Alan Cole on the inside. Potter in the middle. Steinle on the outside. Darryl Steinle with the move on the outside. Behind them, they're three wide. New race leader Darryl Steinle out of Lewistown, Pennsylvania. He shows the way. Tracy Potter sitting in second. We're working that high groove off of turn number two, Alan Cole. Fourth right now at the moment, Davey Sammons. Ryan Smith in fifth. Bobby Breen in sixth. Couple cars get together. We stay under green. Colby Womer in seventh. John Smith, eighth. Bobby Howard, ninth. And Scott Lutz is 10th. So a whole bunch of Clinton County boys running in the top 10 at the moment.
The four car really putting a move on. And he just took second place coming off from turn four.
Alan Cole out of Bloomsburg, the current points leader here in 410 sprint car competition, working that high groove. As we keep going clean and green here, here comes Alan Cole, the outside off of turn number four. No.
Steinle. Give him a couple laps. He'll have the lead.
He shut the door. Darryl Steinle trying to hold on, but it is a little bit too late. as here is Alan Cole working that low groove down to the low side of turns three and four. Swings into the high side, coming off of turn number four. And there is still no pass for the lead. Steinle working that low groove off of turn number two. Here comes Alan Cole. Tracy Potter holding on to third. Davey Sammons fourth. And Ryan Smith near top five. One car. Scott Lutz has a problem. Brakes, rolls to a stop on the high side of turn number two. And now TJ Weingartner spins out as well. And we're back under caution here in the middle portion of our 30 lap. A main for the ASCS Patriots and 410 Sprint Car Express. Wow, some dicing.
TJ Weingartner that just spun out there after the yellow came out, he's the one that did a 360 over there. That you said a couple cars came together. And
right.
He did a 360 and kept on moving. So much for the 360 rule.
Correct. Well, something obviously breaking on Scott Lutz's car is he comes to a stop on the high side of turn number two.
The way he was going up across the racetrack, if I was a betting man, I'd say the Uke tire got another one.
You know what? I don't think so. I think he was up higher in the groove than that.
Was he? Because he looked like he was shooting up across the track.
Yeah, no, I think something must have broke because he was up higher. So resetting the field, Darrell Steinle is your race leader, Alan Cole second, Tracy Potter third, Davey Sammons fourth, Ryan Smith fifth, Colby Wilmer sixth, Bobby Breen seventh, John Smith, 8th, Bobby Howard, 9th, and Bubba Broderick, 10th. Brian Holland, 11th, Chuck Bryan is 12th, Jamie Bodo, 13th, Phil Walter, 14th, Neil Petock, 15th, Tim Kelly, 16th, and Dan Shelter rounding out the field. So 17 cars left, and hats off to the Neil Petock crew for getting that car ready because it looked like something broke when he came across. He did not sound too good in his heat race.
The first 360 in line right now is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7th place. That would be Bobby Breen in 7th place. 9, 10th, Bubba Broderick, 10th. That's a 360. And then the 5B.
No.
Is 5B a 410?
No, that's a 410. Yeah, then okay. Then Brian Holland.
Brian Holland would be the next 360, and then Tim Kelly, and that's the only 360s left in the race, to my knowledge.
Well, you and I were talking about it earlier in the evening, what kind of racetrack were we going to have, and how was that going to benefit the 360s or benefit the 410s? Right now, it seems as though it's been tilted towards the 410.
I think it's home track advantage myself.
And that's part of it. And a lot of these guys had never seen this place before, but you know these guys. They'll be taking their notes. They'll be ready for the next time, and we're ready to go this time by here. 16 laps left, so we are working lap number 14. About to come to the halfway next time by. They drop the hammer and go off in turn number one. Steinle works that low groove. Alan Cole up on the high side. He has a run down the backstretch. Alan
three
Cole.
Wide.
And we have three wide down the backstretch. New race leader, Alan Whoa. Cole. Look out. Bubba Broderick into the infield. And I guess we're going to stay clean and green because he's still in the infield in a safe position. Meanwhile, back up front, new race leader is Alan Cole. Darrell Steinle's in second. Here comes Davey Sammons working the outside. Tracy Potter, and Sammons has a problem. Davey Sammons brakes coming off of turn three and four, and we are back under caution. Something went awry in turn three and four for Davey Sammons while running in the fourth spot, trying to make a pass on Tracy Potter.
I didn't see what happened to Bubba Broderick, but boy, he took a ride going into that infield. He's clear in the center of the infield.
He pulled a wheelie, and when it came back down, it just
spun. Is
that
what happened?
Yeah.
I didn't see what happened.
He pulled a massive wheelie.
I thought he was going to go through the light pole. He's not far from it.
No, he's not, and I was holding my breath on that one. Well, they're going to pick up the front end of Bubba Broderick's car, and he took a wild ride, but the move around the outside by Alan Cole, he does that on a regular basis as well. You know, three wins this year. There's Davey Sammons. Whatever happened to Davey, one of the car jumped out of gear.
Very possible. Very possible.
Everything looked like it was all four wheels were up. Tough break. He was running good, too. So Alan Cole, your race leader. Darrell Steinle, second. Third at the moment, Tracy Potter. Fourth, Ryan Smith. Fifth is Colby Wilmer. Sixth, John Smith. Seventh, Bobby Howard. Eighth, Bobby Breen. Ninth is Chuck Bryan. And 10th, Phil Walter. Brian Holland, 11th. J.B. Bodo, 12th. Neil Petock, 13th. Tim Kelly, 14th. Dan Shetler, 15th. And now 16th is the 79 from Bordentown, New Jersey, of Davey Sammons. Green flag is back out, and Alan Cole drops the hammer, draws a three-car length lead over barrels timely as they hustle down to that number one corner. And, Steve, everybody hugging that low groove through one and two.
And they ran the high groove in all the heats. Now they're running the low groove.
Outside, Bobby Breen making a charge around the high side of the racetrack as the lead begins to stretch out even further for Alan Cole over Darryl Stimley. Ryan Smith now gets around Tracy Potter. He's up in the third. Good battle on the track right now between John Smith and Colby Womer and or Bobby Howard as we hit the halfway sign this time by 15 down, 15 to go, and Alan Cole is checking out in the field. Almost a straightaway lead over second place Darryl Stimley. Smith now in third. Potter in fourth, John Smith in fifth, and Colby Womer is sixth, but here comes Bobby Breen once again working that outside line off of turn number four.
Towards the back of the pack, got a real battle going on with Brian Howland in the 5B of, is it Kobe Bryan in the 5B?
And Davey Salmon's pulling off. It's Chuck Bryan in the 5B, as it is more than a straightaway lead now for Alan Cole, the points leader here at Clinton County. Here comes John Smith trying to get around Tracy Potter. John, a one-time winner here in 2010. Alan Cole has really checked out, opening up over a straightaway lead over Darryl Stimley out of Lewistown for second. The fluorescent 1K of Ryan Smith sits in third. Potter now under attack from John Smith. Potter working the high, low side. John Smith working the high side. That's the battle for fourth at the moment, the only battle on the track as they go hustling back down to turn number one.
We got a good battle going on back towards the middle of the pack with Bobby Breen and the 63. Who's the 63?
Well, that's Bobby Breen and Bobby Howard. A pair of Bobbies trying to work their way up towards the front of the pack, but right now it's all Alan Cole. As Breen gets around Bobby Howard, and Breen likes that high side around here. He really does, and I'll tell you what, he has to be careful. As he just went
down. The high side just cost him the spot, too.
Yeah, and here comes Brian Holland trying to get underneath the 63. Of Phil Walter, and don't look now, but Alan Cole with five to go is going to get into lap traffic. Five to go for race leader Alan Cole, and he's coming up on Dan Shetler. He has over a half of track lead over Darryl Stimley in second, with Ryan Smith running in third. Everybody right now, status quo at the moment, but I'll tell you one thing, Rim riding around here, and I bet you he's making some new fans here at Clinton County is Bobby Breen. And there is no guardrail down the backstretch, folks, so it's a feel for these drivers to know where it drops off. Battle for fourth heating up. John Smith closing in on Tracy Potter. We're going to get the two-to-go sign, I believe, next time by. As race leader, Alan Cole is in lap traffic. Dan Shetler in front of him. As here come the two laps to go sign this time by here in the inaugural 410 Express ASCS Patriots Challenge at the Clinton County Raceway. Glad to have you with us here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood, and I think Alan Cole realizes how big
the lead. Oh, we got spinners on three and four.
That's Phil Walter going around in turns three and four, and that's going to bunch up the field.
I think the other one was the 5B.
That would be Chuck Bryan in the Vern Watson-owned machine. That car is limping along the front stretch.
It was the 5B.
And he will stay on the racetrack. So we should get a green, white, and checker finish. I don't think anybody has anything for Alan Cole at the moment.
No, he's checked out and gone.
But it'll be interesting to see. The battle for fourth has been pretty hotly contested between Tracy Potter and John Smith here at Clinton County. Darryl Stimley sits in third in the points. Jamie Bondo fourth. John Smith is fifth, and Tracy Potter is sixth. Whew, what a night. A whole bunch of racing.
We have a B-Main winner that finally made it into the top 10. Brian Howland is running ninth.
Mm-hmm. By theory, we should have a green, white, and checker.
We'll see. We'll see, because the starter's got three flags in his hands right now.
No comment.
Green, white, checker.
No comment. No comment.
But he didn't throw any of them.
Yet. Yeah, it is green, white, and checker. So, we pretty much know, unless Alan Cole breaks, he's going to win this one. Had a comfortable lead over Ryan Smith in second. But the question, I think, right now is going back to two things. Number one, the battle for fourth between regulars Tracy Potter and John Smith. And the other thing is tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race. We may have to think about this one.
Unless something drastic happens in the next two laps, I have my vote already.
Okay, and we'll hear about that in just a moment or two, as we shouldn't be too far done from finishing up this 30-lap feature event. Hey, great to have you with us wherever you are. And again, thank you to all of our men and women in the armed forces, whether home or abroad, for helping us to defend freedom and keep us free so we can come out and watch these races and bring them to you here on the DirtTrackChallenge.com. The green and white wave together. Alan Cole takes them up down the turn number one. John Smith around. Tracy Potter for second, for third, no, fourth. Just barely gets a double checkers coming out here. They come off of turn number four. In for the win, Alan Cole. Second, Steinle. Third, Smith. Fourth is John Smith. Fifth is Tracy Potter, and we'll hold it right there. Well, they got the double checkers now, and they're still racing. Look out, one guy spins. I'm not exactly sure, but the double checkers flew the lap before. And yet
That's
they were
I
still
thought.
Racing. Was I seeing things, or were there double
no,
checkers
there was,
out there?
There was checkers before.
So Alan Cole in the victory lane. Darryl Steinle for second. And Ryan Smith, but Ryan has to get out of his car and get right into his midget. We're going to take a break and be back with more of our post-race victory celebration in just a moment here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And welcome back to Clinton County Raceway. We're here with tonight's winner, Alan Cole. Alan, fourth win of the season for you here at the Clinton County Raceway. Congratulations. Tell me, why was the track favoring the 410s tonight more so than the 360s?
Well, I think it was just a matter of the track was so slick and the guys that run there all the time were kind of ready for it. I think the guys coming in there were a little behind. I don't think they expected to get that slick.
Now, you guys have run against the 360s before in the past, but did you expect to see 45 sprint cars ever in your lifetime in the pits of Clinton County?
No, that was a shocker. I was there when there was like 30-some, but not 40-some.
Your thoughts about running against the ASCS Patriots 360 sprint cars and what Vern Watson is trying to do to help the lower buck guys in the 410 series?
Oh, it's a good deal. I mean, it pays really well, the shows, so anybody that's got 410 and wants to go race with them guys, that's a good deal.
What is it about you and Clinton County this year? You guys have just seemed to have found the setup, something in the setup, or just have you guys learned the track that much that you reeled off now win number four in the year?
Well, it's a setup that I ran there for like the last 10 years off and on whenever I've been there, and it still works good. So that helps a lot, you know.
Now, it was very interesting. Late in the race, there's a caution. You come down to the green, but you get the green and white together. You come around again, you get the checker flag. And then you're still racing, come back around for another checkered flag. Can you tell us what happened or what was your perspective on that?
I think the flagman grabbed the wrong flag because I know he had the white there and he handed it back like when we went to go green. And I don't think he got – because he had the checker. He had like three flags in his hand. And I think he thought he had a white flag and he had a checkered flag, but I'm not sure.
In all the years you've been racing, have you ever seen anything like that?
Not that I can remember anyway, no.
Rest of the season, besides Clinton County, what else are you guys looking at doing? Any traveling, any other shows towards the end of the year?
Well, that's still up in the air. I'd kind of like to do a couple, like maybe hit the Outlaw shows or something at the Grove. And still trying to put something together for that Jim Nace race at Port Royal next week. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Alan Cole, our winner tonight here at the Clinton County Raceway in the inaugural 410 Express ASCS Patriots Challenge race. Alan, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of our broadcast right after these commercial messages.
Lamb & Webster, your ultimate parts and service dealer, is offering 0% financing with great financing and great rates available through CNH Capital. Every purchase of a compact tractor, Lamb & Webster carries their free 5-year, 5,000-hour warranty. Lamb & Webster is the official grounds equipment of the Woodhull Raceway, and they are located just 1 mile from the track at 5304 State Route 417 in Woodhull. Visit them online at lamandwebster.com or call 607-458-5200. That's 607-458-5200. Why not Lamb and Webster?
And back here at the Clinton County Raceway, here is the final rundown for tonight's 25-lap feature event. Alan Cole, your winner. Daryl Steinling, second. Ryan Smith, third. Tracy Potter, fourth. And Bobby Breen, fifth. Colby Wolmer, sixth. Bobby Howard, seventh. Tim Kelly, eighth. Neil Petock, ninth. And Dan Shetler, tenth. Phil Walter, 11th. Brian Holland, 12th. Jamie Bodo, 13th. Chuck Bryan, 14th. John Smith, 15th. And Davey Salmon, 16th. Bubba Broderick, 17th. Scott Lutz, 18th. TJ Weingartner, 19th. Blake Breen, 20th. Shane Ely, 21st. Judy Bates, 22nd. Dylan Proctor, 23rd. And Don Adamczak, rounding out the field. For Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon with more 360 410 Sprint Car Racing right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Good night from Clinton County Raceway.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.